Hello, folks. This is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it's good to be here today. It's good to be here today. And I want to thank all those who will be tuning in and will be tuning in. And today we're going to be continuing our series, the New World Order series. This is the New World Order Part 7, the 7 Seal Judgments Part 2. So this is Part 2 of the Seal Judgments, and we're going to be getting into the 5th, 6th, and 7th seals. And then after that, we're going to transition over into the trumpets and the 7 trumpets. And then after that, we're going to transition into the and probably the last set we're going to talk about in the series is the seven vial judgments. Now, so last time we talked about seals 1 through 4. So, with that said, let's do a quick recap of what those seals are. Then we'll pick up from where we left off and go through. And then after that, we'll just sort of sum everything together and go from there. So, in the first seal, you see that there is a rider on a white horse who is to conquer. I believe that is being the Antichrist. The second seal. The second seal is where you have the red horse, the rider with the red horse, and that peace will be taken, and that there are going to be people who are killing each other. And as a result of that, we see the third seal, where you have a lack of, you have like basically food is going to be hard to get, and there's going to be really basically a lack of like quantity of food, meaning the quantity of food is going to be very slim. And then you open the fourth, and then the fourth seal opens, and you see that the rider on this is death, and that hell follows death. Now, I had mentioned last time on how that when you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, okay? Matthew, Mark, and Luke are the synoptic Gospels, and John is written a little bit differently, but it still brings a message of the Gospel. Now, what I mentioned is that what precedes after John is that there is life given. And why is that? Because Acts is what comes after John, and on the day of Pentecost, you have the Holy Ghost that gets poured out on the disciple, on the apostles, okay? And you see that, you know, in Jesus, in his word, he says that my words are spirit and life. Amen? So, the spirit is giving life, spiritual life. Amen. So, sorry. Now, you see that you have this horseman. So you have these four horsemen. Okay. Now, each of these horsemen, the four horsemen, there's a seal to these horsemen. Amen. So, now, we're actually going to go pick up from right where we left off in verse 9. And it says this. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, unto their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Okay? So, hang on a second. Let me get a drink of my Coca-Cola here. Alright. So, the fifth seal, we see that there was people of God that were already slain for their testimony. Now, most likely, I think this particular one here has a connection to how there is peace being taken. The peace was taken away from the earth, and that they would kill one another. And what I mean by that is, I think that could be at a time that there were probably people of God that were being slain and murdered because of their testimony. And so we see here in the fifth one that you have all these saints that were slain, and they were given, and each of them were given white robes. Amen. So let's read from the Wilmington's Guide here. I'm going to just read a little bit of what the fifth seal is. So this is what it says. Here is religious persecution as never before. These three verses are loaded with theological implications. Number one, they refute the damnable doctrine of soul sleep. Number two is they correct the error of one general resurrection. It is evident that these martyred souls did not receive their glorified bodies at the rapture as the church age saints. Therefore, it can be concluded that these Old Testament saints who will experience the glorious bodily resurrection after the tribulation. Now, they suggest the possibilities of an intermediate body. Dr. John Wavrode articulates the reasoning behind this belief. Now, I try to be very careful at, you know, these beliefs, because we got really sick to the Bible. Amen. So, we're actually just going to stop right there. So, but here's one thing I will probably agree with, is that this fifth seal, is really a seal that shows God's people being martyred. Okay? So it's probably at a time where things are chaotic, and we see that God's people are being martyred. Now, as per the translation, I mean, it's kind of a difficult thing, because I think once the translation happens, now, when the translation happens, the door's going to get shut. No one's going to get in. No one's going to get out. Okay, eventually that door is going to shut. And once that door shuts, no one can leave, or no one can enter in. That's it. Okay? So anyways, let's continue on reading. Now, the fifth one, so that was the fifth seal. Now, and I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled up together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Okay, that is actually quite a bit to digest. Now, I really don't know much of the fifth seal, although knowing what the scripture says. And I really don't want to put any more emphasis of my commentary on the fifth seal. Okay, but the sixth seal, here. First of all, we see that there was a great earthquake. And I mean a massive earthquake. Okay? And the sun became as sackcloth of hair. So the sun darkened. And the moon became as blood. Okay? Now, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Let's go to Joel chapter 2. Now, I want you guys to hold your places in Revelation. Okay? But we're going to go over to Joel 2 because Joel 2 actually prophesies of a time. Joel 2 prophesies of a time when the sun will darken and the moon will not give her light. So put your finger and place your finger in Revelation and thus turn to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Oh boy, I can't find Joel. Oh, there we go. I was really by Joel. Really close, too. Alright, Joel chapter 2. And, here we go. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. You know, we just read that in Revelation. That verse I just read there, Joel is prophesying of a future event that will happen probably in our days. Amen? Now, there is another part here. Let's see here. Joel chapter 2. And let's see. What does it say that? Maybe that was the verse. Here we go. In Joel chapter 2, verse 31, the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. So we see here. Place your finger in Joel. Let's go back to Revelation here. In Revelation, okay, Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, it says, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Okay? So that's in Revelation. Now if we go back to Joel chapter 2, verse 10. It says, the earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Now, in verse 31, the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Now, let me tell you something. There was indeed a partial fulfillment of this on the day of Pentecost, okay? Let's see here. I think it's in Acts. I think it's like Acts 2. So turn with me to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. And I'm just going to just fully trust the Lord on this because sometimes I may not know which verse it is, but the Lord does. But let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Okay, that's a big, long chapter. Let's see here. Acts chapter 2. Here we go. Chapter 2, verse 6, starting in verse 16. It says, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your..." Let's see, hang on a second. Okay. Yeah, "upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out those in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will shew wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come." You see, that is a partial fulfillment, and I believe that the perfect fulfillment has yet still have to happen. Amen. Now I want to clarify on something. How many of you watching know the false teacher by the name of John Hagee? Okay, John Hagee is the one who got all hyped up on the blood moons and all that stuff. Okay, he's the one that I think started the whole phenomenon with the whole blood moons. Let me tell you why the blood moon thing is a terrible sign. Because first of all, we see that the sun darkening and the moon should be blood. These things are a simultaneous. It's an event that will happen all at once. Okay, it's a simultaneously event. Okay, let me tell you something. It is impossible to have a solar and lunar eclipse happening at once. It's not possible. And people like John Hagee would like to make you believe that these blood moons, okay, have some sort of spiritual significance. Now, here's the thing. They might have some sort of significance. Maybe a sign? I don't know. I just don't think it's a very good sign. Amen? It's not a good sign. This is why you have to be careful at who you listen to. Even me. Be careful when it comes to me. Because I can mislead you in some way, shape, or form without me realizing it. Don't take every word I say. Especially me. Be careful at what I say. Take what I say and match it with the Bible. Amen? If I'm wrong, then let God chastise me for it. But if I'm right, then let Him show you. Amen? But you have to be careful even with what I say. Even around Bible believers, you cannot let your guard down. And you know what? We have a tendency to do that. We have a tendency to let our guard down when we're around believers. And while we're in a comfort zone in a church, we tend to let our guard down. We shouldn't do that. Amen? So, we saw in a couple spots about the sun darkening and the moon not giving the light. So, it says, "And the stars of heaven fell onto earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." Okay, let's take a look at something here. Okay? Stars. When you read in the Bible, stars are a picture or representation of angels, aren't they? There are stars of heaven that fell onto earth. Amen. Think about this. Jesus Christ, okay? Jesus Christ said the coming of the Son of Man will be like the days of Noah. You know where all the water came from? It didn't just come down. It came up, too. It came up from underneath the ground. Here, we're seeing that there are stars that are falling from heaven, that are falling onto Earth. Just a thought. Would that be... would those stars be fallen angels that fall onto Earth before they, before they're angels that come up? In other words, could that be talking about devils and fallen angels falling onto Earth and causing havoc? Just a thought. Just a thought. Just putting it out there. I'm not saying I'm right, but just, it's a thought. Just putting it out there. Okay? And it says this, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. Look at that. Every mountain and island were moved out of their places. That must be how great and powerful this earthquake was. Okay? That's how powerful this earthquake... that's how powerful this earthquake probably was. All these mountains and stuff were falling out of place. By the way, there is a situation to where the sun can darken and the moon can look like a blood, like blood red. You know what that is? A volcanic eruption. We're talking like a massive volcanic eruption. Why? Because the moon will be like black because of all the ash. But because of all the ash, it will kind of make the moon look like a reddish hue. Think about that. Isn't that interesting? Now, let's continue reading, because this is only the sixth seal. Okay? We still have one more seal. Okay? Now, and the heaven departed as a scroll, and it was rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman hid themselves in dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall abide us, who should be able to stand? Let me tell you something. This is a time that judgment's coming. And by the way, this is a very mild judgment. Now, I think I said last time this was part of the wrath. And I just want to correct myself on that, okay? Because we see here, this is the sixth seal. So this is probably the beginning of judgments, okay? And so we see here that things are gonna start getting real bad. Okay? By the way, this is only the sixth seal. And things are gonna get real bad. Okay? So we're gonna actually move over to chapter 8, because this is where the seventh seal takes place. Okay? And when it opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of incense which came with prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Okay, that's as far as I'm going to get today. This is the seventh seal now. So we see here in the sixth seal, okay, people are wanting the mountains and the rocks to fall on them because they don't want the Lamb. They don't want to see the Lamb. They don't want His wrath. They want to be killed before they experience it. Amen. But then we see in the seventh seal is opened. And by the way, there is silence in heaven. I don't know what that silence could be. Okay? I really don't. Okay? But there's silence in heaven. And while there are silence, these seven angels that stood before God were given trumpets. And each of them are just about to sound. And once we get into the seven trumpets, is where we're going to start seeing the wrath start pouring out. And it's not pretty. Okay? So, let's go back and let's do a review and then we'll close. Okay? The first seal, okay, was a rider and a white horse. I believe it to being the Antichrist. Because he goes out to conquer. Okay? He goes out conquering and to conquer. Okay? The second seal is broken. And you see a rider with a red horse on a red horse to take peace from the earth, and people are killing one another with great sword. With a great sword, amen. The third seal opens, and we see that the food supply is probably shortened. There's not much. Okay, so this is kind of bad. Okay, it's already starting to kind of get bad already. And this is the third seal. Okay, the fourth seal, you see a rider and a pale horse. The rider of him is death, and hell and destruction are following it. And the fourth part of earth dies and is killed with sword and hunger and death with the beasts of the earth. Okay? That's pretty bad already. The fifth part is where you have martyrs. The martyrs, the saints that have been killed for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now think about this. What does it say about the Antichrist? The Antichrist will overcome and will overwhelm the saints. And what does that mean? It means that he's actually going to have the saints of God put to death because of their testimony. So in the fifth seal, we already see that we see these saints crying out to God, asking to avenge their blood. And God says to hang on for a short time. We see... Okay, so that's the fifth one. The sixth seal. The sixth seal is where we see this big, massive earthquake. So massive, it puts mountains and islands out of their place. And so much that the moon darkens the sun darkens and the moon will turn into like a red blood hue. And at this point, you have all these people that are still left, that are still there, wanting these mountains and rocks to fall on them because they don't want to experience the wrath of God. They don't like the Lamb. These people that are trying to hide themselves from the Lamb are anti-God. They're what we talked about as unredeemables, meaning that they don't want to be redeemed. They have already made their choice. Amen? They don't want to experience the wrath of God. And finally, the seventh seal. There is a silence. There's a silence in heaven. And these seven angels are going to have trumpets. And they're about to they're going to prepare themselves to sound. And once these trumpets start blowing, we're going to see exactly how bad it's going to be. Amen. We're going to see how bad. We're going to see exactly how bad this is from the trumpets. That's because I believe when we get into the trumpets, that's where the wrath is going to start pouring out. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not pretty. Amen. So, listen. You guys, if there's anyone here watching, okay, today, and if there's anyone here watching that is a non-believer, so today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, and that He raised from the dead, that He died for your sins, and you put your faith and trust in Him, you'll be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus Christ wants to have a relationship with you. Amen? He wants you to go to Him, confess your sins, ask Him to forgive you, to cleanse you, and to wash you, and to fill you with His Spirit. But also, most importantly, so that He wants you to put your faith and trust in Him and have a relationship with Him. Let me tell you something. You have a choice. Okay? You could either choose to accept or reject. But if you choose to reject, okay, what I just read was already bad enough. Okay, it's already bad. Okay, I mean, bad to where you could probably, I don't know, maybe survive it. I mean, it's bad. You got earthquakes, you got this big massive earthquake, you got people killing each other, you got saints being slain for their testimony. It's going to be bad. But once we get to the trumpet judgments, you're going to see how worse it's going to get. And if people choose to reject Jesus Christ, you may end up getting a mark in your right hand or in your forehead. And if that happens, you're going to have to go through all that wrath. And then, after all that wrath is done, you're going to be tossed into the lake of fire, where the smoke of your torment will rise up in the presence of the Lamb and His holy angels. Okay? Because once people take that mark of the beast, God's done with you. You take that mark, God's done with you. He's not going to have any more to deal with. He's not going to have any more to deal with you on. You'll be just like Saul. But here's the thing. God is long-suffering, and it's not His will for any to perish, but all to come to repentance. Right now is the time for you to repent and get right with God. Because I'm going to tell you something. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. Today is the day of salvation. Please, I beseech you, do not delay this any longer. Because I'm going to tell you something. The way things are going right now, it's going to get a lot worse. And there's a shaking coming. And if you're not prepared, when that shaking hits, the false brethren will fall. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. I don't want you to think that I'm picking on you. Okay? I love you, and because I love you, I tell you the truth. But here's the thing. Don't take my word for things. You take what I say and you match it with Scripture. Amen? You match it with this book. Let God be true and every man a liar. Don't ever believe what I say. You take what I say and you match it with the Word. Amen? I want you all to be Bereans and do your homework. Don't take everything I say for gospel truth, because I can be wrong. By the way, God will not allow me to be 100% right. And thank God for that. You know why? Because there's one big thing I'm certain. Number one is I'm not God. I'm not God. I'm human. I am a dirty, rotten, dirtbag sinner who deserves hell, but has been saved by the grace of God. My question is, will you choose to accept Him in your life today? Will you choose to put your faith and trust in Him? Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I want you to... I just try to be a blessing to you, an encouragement to you. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. And I'm going to tell you something. The truth ain't pretty to look at, but people need to start preaching this stuff. And by the way, there's only a small amount of pastors who will ever preach on stuff like this. Amen? Not many preachers or pastors preach on stuff like this because they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to think about it. So they lied to their congregation. Amen. So listen, I love you guys. I'm just trying to be obedient to what God has for me to do. There's no excuse for one's ignorance. There's zero excuse. Zero excuse for ignorance. Okay? Amen? Because I'll tell you what, we have scriptures on our phones. You can access it for free on phone apps and all that stuff. Amen? But there is zero excuse to not knowing the scriptures. Amen? Listen, love you guys. God bless you. I hope I can be a blessing to you. And I hope you're learning something about this so far, because this is something that needs to be preached. Amen. So with that said, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. God bless you. I hope you had a great Monday. And I love you, and we'll see you next time. Till then, this is Pastor Brandon signing off. And remember, think Bible. God bless you guys. Love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.